This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And our first story has the internet ablaze.
Everything has the internet ablaze.
I know. It's not like I'm saying it as if it's something surprising.
Yeah.
But an American high school student put up a photo of her in her prom dress, and she was wearing a cheongsam, and this has sparked a huge cultural appropriation debate on social media.
Yeah, so the debate, so it's an 18-year-old Twitter user. Her name is Kazia. How do I pronounce
Kazia,
it?
Kazia, I think. Kazia. At Kazia.
Yeah. She's not Chinese. So she posted pictures of herself wearing the cheongsam. And the debate began when another Twitter user, Jeremy Lam, tweeted a response to a post saying, "My culture is not your prom dress," accusing her of cultural appropriation.
That's right. Mm. My initial reaction to this was, whoa, calm down, right? And I don't know, you know, and it comes from a very Malaysian point of view, right, Caroline? In the sense that we've been appropriating from each other, Melayu, China, India, all these people for so long that it's not necessarily the same issue or has the same baggage as, say, America.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's, I too look at it through a very Malaysian lens, and I guess I have to weigh in, right, as a Chinese person wearing a it didn't bother me in the same way it did Jeremy. I mean, I felt that it was wonderful that it's mainstream enough to be a prom dress. You know, it wasn't, in my opinion, disrespectfully worn or used. I can appreciate certainly that my experience probably isn't the same as Jeremy's. I mean, sure, it's minority here as well. You have institutionalized racism in pockets.
Yes, of course.
But for the most part, you know, I think on a person-to-person basis, I don't have friends who treat me like that. I don't have friends who treat me in a different way. Certainly not enough for me to feel offended by this.
No, exactly. And that's why I think I went hold your horses, right, with this in particular. Because I think context is important. When it comes to something like a prom dress and an 18-year-old, I have this feeling that, you know, she thought it was pretty. She thought she looked good in it. And so she decided,
this will
be a fun thing to wear for prom. I don't think there were many layers to the thinking as to whether or not it was cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
Also, my definition of when cultural appropriation is wrong is somewhat specific in the sense that I feel it's a bad thing when, just say, a majority or someone in a position of power kind of uses the culture or the stories of a minority and profits from it.
Yeah.
For me, it's the profit element that makes it a wrong thing, right?
Yeah. Also that, I mean, excuse me, Jeremy, so he did explain why he felt it was, you know, he felt it was offensive. He says, you know, it was worn in a time when Asian women were silenced. They were able to create not only a piece of art, but a symbol of activism. So this piece of clothing embraced femininity, confidence, and gender equality through this beautiful, eye-catching appearance spread throughout Asia. But for it simply to be subject to American consumerism and cater to a white audience parallel to colonial ideology. I don't know. I mean, cultural appropriation is also described, I think, as the adoption of minority cultures, typically by dominant cultures. I mean, minority... think of how many Chinese people there are in the world.
Well, exactly, right? And I think that's when the problem arises. I mean, when a majority culture decides to appropriate something from a minority, tell their stories on their behalf, and not allowing their own voices to tell those stories, then it's an issue. I don't know if a prom dress... I understand the history behind it, and I understand where Jeremy is coming from, but sometimes we live in this world, especially in America, where everything has been kind of appropriated to become capitalist and commercial, that it feels disingenuous almost, right? When you live in that capitalist commercial culture.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I don't know. I'm of two minds of this, and also... yet again, I have no idea what an American, an Asian American goes through, because our experiences in Malaysia are so different, right? We're going to cross over now to Pauline Phan, Creative Director of the Cultural Heritage Organisation Pusaka. Thank you very much, Pauline, for being with us.
Hi there.
Hello, hi, how are you?
We're doing well, thank you very much.
So, Pauline, here's the thing. When it comes to the way we dress, don't we constantly draw from different cultures? And should we draw a line?
No, I think we shouldn't. I think we're actually, we'll be very Puritan if we do in this global age to draw lines, especially something like something over a prom dress. To be honest, I see nothing wrong with this young girl wearing a cheongsam to a prom. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think she was trying to be disrespectful. Mm-hmm. And I do think she was just perhaps... The cheongsam is a beautiful dress, and I think it's become a kind of icon in fashion for a long time, and particularly since films such as In the Mood for Love, where Maggie Cheung just kind of gave it a new... Yes. Attraction globally. Mm-hmm. I think it's become a very attractive item of clothing for women around the world.
And do you think, so Uma alluded to this earlier, right? So it's not all right mm-hmm. when cultural appropriation is done, I suppose, with when profit is involved.
Yes, when profit is involved.
It feels right. as though in fashion, mm-hmm. cultural appropriation for profit is by and large unacceptable. Zara, famously condemned for continuously doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, Is that okay?
I mean, again, I think there are distinctions because there are always different degrees to which something is appropriated. Sometimes there is a difference between appropriating something, perhaps, and being inspired by something. So, of course, there are things like Chinese aesthetics, of course, is something that is very global, but it's also quite specific to Chinese culture. But it's something that you find all over the world, and people have been inspired, not just fashion designers, but even, you know, fine artists, painters. There was like a whole movement in the early 20th century, which was very much inspired by Chinese art, but it was painted by French artists and so on. Mm-hmm. And even in music, you find the inspiration of things like the gamelan in the music of Debussy, for example. So there are those kind of inspired themes. And then, of course, there's outright appropriation, which I think, there is a line to be drawn. It's a little bit hard to define what that is, but I think you can kind of tell that just say if something is, like you said, done for profit or it's very much commercialized, that could be offensive. Mm. And particularly, I think something that can be deemed as offensive is if someone is appropriating or trying to make profit off something that is maybe sacred.
Yeah.
If, for example, the image of the Buddha mm-hmm. or also even clothing-wise, mm-hmm. things like which are associated with just a Hindu spirituality, yeah. that some of those things have become very trendy in the West. And those things, I feel, can be quite offensive because mm-hmm. it's not because of what people are wearing, but it's because of the kind of shallow interpretation of something that is actually very deep.
Right.
Yes.
And Pauline, is there? Cause I'm worried that there may be an American context that we're not sort of understanding here. I mean, is there a different way non-Americans should read into this issue?
I don't know. I mean, for this particular issue, I honestly don't see a big problem. I mean, we love to get dressed up in our tuxedos and our gowns yeah. as well. And I don't think we should. Yes. It's not always necessarily harkening back to the colonial era. Mm-hmm. I mean, something like a cheongsam, I think, can be seen as just a fashion item. Mm-hmm. I don't think this poor girl was trying to make some kind of profit off that. I think she was actually just trying to look good for her prom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there are, of course, companies who do try to profit off things like this and probably are quite disrespectful. But the context of the prom is something that is quite foreign to us. Mm-hmm. We don't have that thing in Malaysian culture or many Asian cultures.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think many of us, we'd like to get dressed up. We like to look good. Mm-hmm. We like to look sexy.
Mm-hmm. So, Pauline, I mean, you mentioned, I guess, other art forms, you know, music mm-hmm. and theatre mm-hmm. and all of that stuff. Yeah. I mean, we've got very famous examples. I guess Beyoncé mm-hmm. and Nicki Minaj have referenced mm-hmm. Indian, Egyptian, Chinese culture. Madonna mm-hmm. went through a phase. I mean, even actually going back a ways, Paul Simon, when he made his Graceland album, was criticised for going to Africa and appropriating yeah. their music.
Now, that's pretty crazy because I think Paul Simon actually went there with great respect, you know, and
yes.
I think it always does depend on the kind of, you know, of course, there's a kind of intention, like in Malay, the niat that you bring with it, right?
Yes.
And
yeah.
Paul Simon was very much in solidarity with the political activism that was happening in Africa at the time. So those accusations that were thrown at him, I think, were really uncalled for. Some of the more sort of commercial artists, I mean, I'm not so familiar, but I know that Beyoncé and Katy Perry have also been accused of appropriating culture. But that, I mean, that to me, it is kind of a crudeness of capitalism. And yeah, I think people can be offended by it, but that's what capitalism is. It does appropriate everything, doesn't it?
Thank you very much, Pauline, for those insights. I mean, it's interesting, Pauline, because it feels like it requires this sort of discussion, something you can do, you can't do in 140 and 280 characters, right?
No, absolutely.
Thank you so much. That was Pauline Phan, Creative Director of Pusaka, with her thoughts on cultural appropriation in fashion. We've got more music coming your way.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.